USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a new strain of COVID-19 has been discovered in the United Kingdom, Assistant HHS Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir on Fox says the current vaccines will be effective and not to worry.
We have every reason to believe, lots of scientific reasons to believe that it will work because the vaccine goes against many parts of that spike protein, not just the one. But it will be within a matter of days that the scientific experiments will definitively prove that. Probably not going to be within the next 24 hours, but within the next matter of days. But again, we absolutely expect there to be great vaccine coverage against this strain and the many of the other hundreds of mutations that are out there.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets that hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, wounding Iraqi civilians this week, came from Iran. A photo posted by the president showed three unexploded rockets with Iranian markings and warned the regime of further attacks. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
President Trump, as promised, vetoed the NDAA.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
The reason why he's taken a stand on this, and I support his position on this, is because Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General Bill Barr concluded his final day as Attorney General on Wednesday, writing in a farewell note that it's been a great honor to serve. Barr was also Attorney General in the George H.W. Bush administration. Quote, over the past 2 years, the dedicated men and women of this department, including its operational components, have risen to meet historic challenges and uphold our vital mission to enforce the rule of law. End quote. Hip-hop trio Houdini, Grandmaster D, confirmed Wednesday that bandmate John Fletcher, a.k.a. Ecstasy, has died at the age of 56. The cause of death remains unclear. Walmart is in hot water with the feds.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL has a game scheduled for Christmas Day. The Vikings at the Saints starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.